Welcome once again to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. That has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the Executive Director, the Founder, and the guiding force behind the Sales Lead Management Association, the one and only Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul Roberts, for the fine introduction. This is Jim Obermeyer, your host for SLMA Radio. Our subject this week is managing leads for distributors. And our guest is Fred Yee, founder and CEO of Active Conversion. Industrial companies, very often, in those industrial companies, sales lead management may be a good topic, but for the most part, many of these industrial companies have been left behind by the software providers that are out there. Direct salespeople, outside salespeople for some of these high-tech companies have left the industrial guys behind, left them to connect the inquirer and the buyer together and to determine the ROI for their marketing. So I've tapped Fred, who's had his company since how many years, Fred? 13, 14 years?
Well, the software came up in 08, so I guess you would say 9 years, yeah.
Nine years. Now, you're the founder of Active Conversion. Mm-hmm. You've got a history of running very successful tech companies with high growth. You've been in sales, correct?
Yeah.
Been a guy who was out there carrying a bag. And you had a previous company in web conferencing that was acquired. And so you really got interested in this sales lead management, but you wanted to go after the industrial companies. And what do you mean by industrial companies, Fred?
Well, industrial companies are the guys who actually make things in this world.
The caterpillars?
Bearing oriented, build pumps, build valves, all sorts of light equipment, heavy equipment. And I don't know if people know this, but in both the U.S. and Canada, manufacturing is thriving. You know, there was once a time when people thought China was going to take over. Well, they maybe did take over making mice and such, but some of the very high-end, expensive equipment widgets, so to speak, are being made right here in North America by some very smart companies.
Okay. So why are these companies been overlooked by some of the other CRM systems that are out there?
Well, as you know, we're not really a CRM.
Right.
In their world, they think they know who they're selling to all the time, or that there's just part of a supply chain. So people who meet them will just find them, you know, on something like Thomas Directories or Yellow Pages or something in the old days where, you know, if you needed something, you would look in a directory, find something that had the right specs, and buy. So, you know, what sort of sales or marketing would you need when somebody's just looking for you? But again, the world's changed with the internet, and there's just a lot more choices, right? So no longer is it the case where people just call up ABC Manufacturing to get their widget. Now, to be honest, they actually look on Google to see who has the best product or with the right specs with the best delivery and price, right? Mm-hmm. And then that company becomes their supplier. In many cases, again, they don't sell to very many other companies sometimes, or to be honest, some of them are actually just a little bit, arrogant, I would even use, in that they think we're so good, people will look for us. But, you know, I've heard that from every one of the industrial companies almost I've talked to, it seems. And they do good stuff. Like, there's no question that the engineering behind it is great. But just don't value sales and marketing, actually, when it comes right down to it. So now that the world's changed and there's much more competition, even among themselves, the need for it has increased. Another reason is the reason why the heading on your on the podcast and distribution, a lot of these guys don't sell direct, right? They sell to distribution. Distribution takes care of it, but you still need distributors. So they happen to be the customer then.
And the whole lead issue with distributors is always been difficult. Everybody liked managing leads for direct salespeople. When it came to distributors, many of the companies just kind of ignored them. In order to get into this managing leads for distributors, we can't avoid and I don't want to avoid really describing how active conversion works, your software works, and the people that you serve and why it's different than other applications. Can you get into that?
That's a great question. You know, I've been around a long time, even before founding this company, had worked with channels for a long time. A common thing I would hear is the manufacturers would say, we don't give leads to the distributors that much because they don't follow up on it. Then, you know, we were to talk to somebody in distribution, they would say, manufacturers don't give us much for leads, right? They don't generate any. And it was this kind of standoff thing. So we put into our software a way to solve that. So with our software, as you know, Jim, it generates dozens and dozens of leads, right? It just detects who's interested and in what and assigns it to people, right? So why not assign it to your distributor for that territory? But, you know, one thing we knew is they didn't want the distributor to log into their CRM or their active conversion account in this case and see other things, right? Or risk stats. So it's done via email where the distributor then gets the lead and he can easily, you know, maybe a week, 2 weeks later, he followed up. He didn't follow up. It wasn't qualified. Just some short answers. Now there's a pass through. And then the best part of our system for this is we have a dashboard that tracks all these assignments and follow-ups or not following up.
So this is a lead management, not a CRM system, but it's lead management for those distributors. And there's always been I used to work for AdTrack Corporation, an inquiry handling service, one of the industry pioneers. And at the same time, they said they worked with these distributors, but not in the same way that you do, because you actually generate the leads. And there was always that problem of letting distributors behind the veil into the rest of the systems and CRM systems and purchasing systems and other things in the company. Right. The companies were hesitant to do. And yet those distributors, you know, they need the inquiries. Those that get inquiries from the manufacturers sell more than those that don't. I mean, it's a stupid common sense question, but they do. And when they sell more, they become more valuable. Can it be anything from seeds going out to farmers to farming equipment, the tractors, any manufacturing, air pumps, pumps, all kinds of those things that are sold by distributors that are not out there selling, they're not being sold direct, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, how does a company that's an industrial company, how do they put in place a system like this that will help them generate more sales for their company through this kind of system that goes through all of these buyers and distributors? How do you connect all this? I mean, some companies have thousands of distributors.
We haven't come across too many of those just yet. And I guess I'd have to say our system tends to be in the medium size side of things. We're not dealing with, you know, Honeywell yet, for example, but manufacturers. And they'll have, I'd say some of our larger ones will have maybe 20 worldwide, 30 maybe.
Okay.
And, you know, in fact, it's funny you say that because in the past, you know, in that business, it's 80-20 rule, right? The distributors that get the leads are the ones that do the most business with that manufacturer. They do the most business because they probably get the most leads.
Right.
They're in contact with that manufacturer more, so they do more business for them. And then the other distributors, even if they're set off in different territories and such, you know, they don't get those leads. With our system, you know, the same follow-up happens, but there's also a dashboard for, you know, your old quarterly business review with the distributor. You know, you can show how many leads got sent, how many got followed up, how many didn't, how many closed. And the discussion is no longer, you didn't send me anything or you didn't follow up on it. Now it's like, it's all numbers based. And as you say, automatically generated and then assigned to that distributor.
We're going to have to take a break here, a brief break for just a moment to hear from our sponsors. But when we come back, can we take a look at how long it takes an average company to set up your system? Because that's what we're really talking about for these people, these distributors, and how long it takes to set it up, what the approximate cost is, and can you give us any success stories about people that have recently set up and used the Active Conversion system?
Right. Sure thing.
We'll be back in just a moment.
We know you rely on your CRM system, and it's usually a love-hate relationship. Most CRM systems, well, let's face it, they're expensive. They're hard to understand. People don't use them properly. And you're probably paying for features that you don't even want. If that's your case, then maybe it's time to simplify. It's time to get more from your CRM. Why don't you go back to the original? Trust Goldmine. We helped pioneer the industry, after all. Goldmine CRM is, well, it's simple, it's affordable, and it's proven. If all those sound appealing to you, if you're just tired of the CRM headaches that you're getting from trying to implement something that's just too complicated, too expensive, and too much for you to figure out, then why not go back to the original? Visit Goldmine today, goldmine.com. And here's another thing that we just really have to face, and that's that your CRM, well, it doesn't often help your reps sell. That's what it's supposed to do, but it wasn't designed to help reps navigate sales conversations, build a solid business case, and manage multiple deals from start to close. What if you could help every rep perform more consistently? Well, meet Costello. Costello's deal management platform aligns sales reps, managers, and execs to work together to win more deals. They enable your reps to execute your sales methodology during sales calls, give you visibility into the quality of every deal and insight into what's working and what's not. See the quality of every deal on one dashboard to provide executives with the accurate pipeline reports they've been waiting for. It's so simple. It starts with a visit to And Costello. Yeah, that's the way it sounds. A-N-D-C-O-S-T-E-L-L-O. AndCostello.com. And after you do that, we invite you to check out Active Conversion, which was developed in 2007, has become the benchmark in lead conversion and marketing automation for industrial companies because it was designed to work for industrial companies. The system, simple to use, requires little or no marketing, and is easy to integrate into existing processes. That's the key. The system has helped companies improve sales and marketing in over 500 different projects across different industries in energy, manufacturing, distribution. So if you fall into one of those categories, why not learn more about Active Conversion? Just like it sounds, activeconversion.com. All right, let's pick it back up with Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice to hear from our sponsors. We've been speaking with Fred Yee, founder and CEO of Active Conversion. We've been talking about managing leads for distributors, getting leads from the industrial companies out to the distributors out there who are very often ignored, both from a lead generation and for systems that are actually in place that they can use to hold down the lead and report back to the manufacturer about the quality of the lead. Have I gotten that right, Fred?
Right. Yep.
So give us two or three, four steps of putting a system in place about how long it takes to do it and about what the average cost is monthly or yearly to manage leads for an average industrial company, say with 20 distributors out there.
Well, you know what? It's more the processes that need to be arranged. The software could go on in literally minutes. The training for it would take maybe an hour. Implementation, maybe a week of configuring. But the key is to get the rest of the company used to the idea of assigning leads to distribution and which distributor. So the work behind parsing out the territory is actually the biggest thing.
Does that happen automatically? Does that lead distribution happen automatically, or is it all done manually?
There's both. The most common is still manual, but we have auto routing based on rules that you can set.
Okay.
Right. If you got lots and lots of leads, but the thing about again in industrial is, well, some will get lots of leads, but generally speaking, they're bigger ticket items. At least the guys we work with, they're usually five figures, six figure things. These, they're not getting 100 leads every day necessarily on this. Although I do know of one company that does, right? But they're like the second largest water jet manufacturer in the entire world. So of course their marketing supports a lot of leads, but the lead will come in. Take a look at it to see where it's from, lead source, what type of company, of course, size, our system will give you lots of that information, not every time, but certainly 90% of the time. And the sales manager will decide, okay, or a lot of times what happens is the sales manager will pass it to the territory manager for that channel, and he'll decide which distributor it should go to based on whatever criteria that person has decided. Then I'll get passed, you know, again, that procedure I mentioned earlier where being able to respond, yeah, I looked into it, I followed up, it wasn't qualified, wasn't ready, all those sort of things will then get fed back into the system and then accounted for. The costs, something like 20 distributors, under $1,000 a month or something. We're not an ERP system, I want to make that clear. Like, this is not SAP or Oracle. It's a portion of a business process where using your website primarily as where people go when they're interested in what you have to offer. It then takes that interest and then makes it actionable. The feature we have for dealing with distribution is just one of many features, in fact, but an important one for our target market, which is the industrial market, because distribution is used so much reselling. We have some customers that don't sell direct at all. So they use this primarily as a way just to send leads to distribution.
It certainly seems easy enough. I can see, I'm looking at the screen here of your sample of leads that come into an average distributor, and I show the last visit, the name, the company, the sales rep, the score, which score inquiries, how it's tagged, and last activity. Yeah. So that's great for the marketing person. So if I were the communications manager at a company, I simply have to make the decision to prepare to put this in place. I just have to make the decision to do it. I contact you. We sign up and create the process. We load the software and we decide, and the training is both the people inside my company as well as the distributors, correct? And that's all part of it. Is there a setup fee to get this going?
No setup fee.
Fred, you're losing some revenue.
We used to do something like that, Jim, but we found that created some friction with potential customers because for some reason they would think that was part of our business model. All of a sudden, oh yeah, they sell it cheap monthly and then they try to get you with all these, you know, plus fees or something. We figure once we get you going, you know, if you're going well, you're a customer for life and that'll pay back any setup cost. But one thing I should mention, you know, it's great the way you described it, Jim, and that it is pretty straightforward. But, you know, some of the work that we've noticed that has to take place is between the manufacturer and the distributors, like setting out territories that they have an agreement that they will follow up on the leads, that they have agreement that some of the leads are, even though they might be scored, don't mean they're going to buy, especially in the industrial space, the next day after they get the lead. They have to be worked, right?
Yeah.
Right. It just means there's interest, qualified interest in the sense that, you know, their behavior indicates that they're not just curious, right? And that the rep on the other end isn't just expecting a PO.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I've had some experience selling these kinds of services some years ago and for industrial companies. And I found that the distributors were so grateful to get the leads in on a regular basis that they were more than willing to train the people that were selling for them. And I certainly understand, and the follow-up on some of these companies was much, much higher than accounts that we had where salespeople were selling direct.
Right.
But just because they wanted more leads and they understood their responsibility, and even though they weren't salaried people, they were very appreciative. So that's good. I can see the setup requiring some work on the part of saying who gets the inquiries.
Right.
And who doesn't? Now, if somebody doesn't follow up to the inquiry, do you pull it back and give it to someone else, or does it stick with that person?
It sticks with that person, but, you know, when you do your quarterly business review with that distributor and you see all these ones that hadn't been responded to, you might just say, well, we have our answer here, Jim. Your people aren't following up on them. So if they don't, wouldn't you expect that maybe we start assigning that to others?
Yeah, start giving it over to somebody else.
Your point about, you know, how grateful they are, because I used to work in channels a lot, like I mentioned, and, you know, even if the lead did close, you're happy that the manufacturer actually remembered you and was thinking, we're trying to help you. Whereas in many places, the manufacturer doesn't even try because it's just too much work. They're too busy making the stuff, and they think it's the distributor's job to sell it. and find their own, when many times the buyer is going directly to the manufacturer to get the information and specs required for a manufacturer to actually take the time, even if it's automated, to send it to them, is a big win in itself.
Can you give me a success story of a company that came aboard in last year using this system and what happened to them? We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left, but we can probably put that story in there.
I'll make it a real quick one. It was a company makes sensors for plungers in the oil and gas side of things. And you know how the oil price has really gone through the floor, right? A lot of companies have been doing poorly. They only sell via channels, like resellers and distribution. They don't sell direct. And you would think at this point, this would be the right time for them to sell direct, right, when things are so poor. Instead, they amped up their marketing, drove all sorts of interest to their website. Our software picked it up, routed it to resellers. And there's parts of the energy sector that are doing fine. And it went to those, most of the interest came from those areas, went to those areas. They did well with it. Resellers were extremely happy. Recession for our customer in the oil and gas business, and this is straight from the CEOs, ended 20 months ago. And then they just implemented this system, got things going, got leads into the hands of the resellers, and never looked back.
Isn't that great? Yeah, that sounds familiar. It's very satisfying to put a system in place like this and watch people that are failing suddenly become more valuable. Now, how does someone reach you, Fred, and talk to you about this?
Well, let's just give your listeners my email, FYEE@activeconversion.com, and I'll forward it to the right people.
All right. I know I always put an S on the end of conversions, but I've been trying very hard just to say active conversion. Well, you've been very helpful today, and I appreciate you. These distributors are overlooked, and you're certainly not overlooking. We're serving a great marketplace, and so I appreciate you taking your time today to talk to these distributors and give them hope that not everybody has forgotten about them.
No, they're not forgotten. They're where the rubber meets the road. And thank you for your request for this interview, Jim.
Excellent. And Martha, your marketing director, was great to work with. Appreciate it. Fred Yee, CEO of Active Conversion. And in light of full disclosure, Active Conversion Software is a sponsor on the SLMA. So we appreciate your sponsorship, Fred. My best to Martha. And we'll have this for you as a podcast next week.
All right.
Over to you, Paul.
Once again, you've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio on the ever-expanding Funnel radio channel for at-work listeners like you.